Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In James chapter 2 and verse 23, the Word of God says, and oh, by the way, young folks, there's a reason why I call it the Word of God. Do you know what it is? Why do I call it the Word of God? Because it is the Word of God. Okay, the Bible is God's thoughts written down for us. And sometimes those thoughts are written in just God directly instructing us. And sometimes those thoughts are written in the things that happened in history, but they were from God, or God used them in a very special way to reveal who He is. But the Word of God, the Bible, is the Word of God. God wrote it in the same way that someone who has a secretary writes a letter. He'll tell them what to write, and they write it down. So the Bible is the Word of God. You want to remember that always. Never forget that. The Bible is the Word of God. And because it's the Word of God, it's very important. Now, over here in James 23, it says, the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. How many of you guys have people that you would like to be friends with, but maybe you don't really know them very well? Maybe you have somebody like that, maybe you don't. But once in a while, you get that. There's somebody, and you don't really know them, maybe they're new in your class at the beginning of the year, or somebody who sits in the cafeteria, and you notice that person, and you say, wow, that's a really nice person. I don't know them, but boy, look at the way they are, and look at the way they maybe treat other people, or what have you. They say, I wouldn't mind having that person as a friend. Well, here's the thing, God looks for friends. He looks for them all the time. Number one, He's a phenomenal friend, God is. God is the best friend anybody could ever hope for. And the reason is because He'll always love you, no matter what happens. On a good day, He'll love you. On a bad day, He'll love you. When you do everything right, He'll love you. When you do everything wrong, He'll love you. He'll never stop loving you. You might do the worst thing imaginable, and God will still love you. He won't love you any less. He will still love you. And He's always very patient and very kind, and He understands you incredibly well. The Bible says He knows what I'm thinking before I think it. That means He knows me really, really well. Now, sometimes we know what people are thinking. You know somebody really well. You have a good friend or maybe somebody in your family. I think kids with parents often figure this out. You know what mom and dad are going to think. And sometimes you're like, oh, I did something. I know what mom and dad are going to think. Or maybe you do something good and you're like, oh, mom and dad are going to love this. When somebody dies who's a family member, then the people left behind will always say things like, mom would have said this, or mom would have done this, that kind of a thing. Because they know Him really well. God knows you really well. God's the only one who can hear your thoughts. He's the only one who sees you all the time. His Spirit lives in you. And so the connection you have to Him is extremely close. You cannot get a closer connection than the connection that God has with you and you have with God. God's looking for friends. He really is. He's a friend to people, but not everybody is a friend to God. Abraham was a guy who was a friend to God. And the way he was a friend to God was that he trusted God. He believed Him. Did you know you can trust every single word in the Bible as being absolutely correct? You can. And sometimes, and this may happen to you in the future, sometimes certain people, maybe some teachers or some other individuals will tell you, well, it's not really the way the Bible says. Throughout history, people have been saying that. The fact is that throughout history, everyone who said it's not the way the Bible says was wrong. And they were proven to be wrong. So you can completely rely on everything that God says in the Bible. When you do that, God calls you His friend. You want to be friends with God? Believe Him. Sit right there. Just believe Him. Trust Him. It's the only way anybody can be a friend with God, and anybody can be a friend with God. Simply by believing what God said. Now, the amazing thing about it is that two things happened when Abraham believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. In other words, that meant that he was right with God. It wasn't that Abraham was perfect. He was not perfect. It wasn't that Abraham never made mistakes. He made mistakes sometimes, just like anybody else does. It wasn't that Abraham was super smart. No, he was just a normal person. It wasn't that Abraham was religious. He definitely wasn't religious. It was Abraham just plain old believed God. And God said, because he believes me, he's right with me. So you had the two things. A friend with God is someone who believes, and believing God will make you right with God. If you want to know if your life is right with God, ask yourself, do I believe Him? Now, sometimes we are human, of course. Therefore, on occasion, we'll make mistakes with this. And on occasion, we'll look at something and say, I don't know how this lines up. And we may actually make a decision that's not really based on believing God. If that ever happens to you, this is how you handle it. Say, God, only quietly, don't have to tell other people this, say it quietly to Him, God, I made a mistake. That's it. And God promises that the moment you say to Him, God, I made a mistake, the mistake is forgiven. But He doesn't just forgive our mistakes, He forgets about them. A lot of people don't forget when they forgive. They say, okay, I'll forgive you, but I remember. God's not like that. When God forgives, He forgets. So He forgets our mistakes. Why? Because He's our friend. Our friend won't not just hold it against us. Our friend forgets that it ever happened. That's the kind of friend He is. He'll always be faithful. He'll never turn on you. God will never say bad things about you behind your back. God will never do bad things to you behind your back. Actually, if anything is done behind your back, and very little is done behind your back with God, it's always good stuff. In other words, God may show somebody that you're kind. God may show somebody that you're perhaps a nice person. Or perhaps you're smart, and God will show them, wow, they're smart. Or what have you, anything like that. So on the very rare occasion that God does something behind your back, it's always really good about you. And He just wants somebody else to see something that's really good about you. He doesn't go behind your back maybe to criticize or anything like that. Never happens. Not with God. May happen with people, but never with God. Because He loves you at all times. Whether you're there or not. In other words, whether you're praying or not, or whether you're in church or not, or whether you're thinking about Him or not. You may be doing your work at school, maybe an assignment that the teacher gives you or a project or whatever. And in that moment, God is loving you exactly where you are, always. Because He's your friend. You guys understand? Okay, good. That's it for today.